We are continuing our shiurim on the Siddur Rashash Haggadah Shel Pesach. We are on the mitzvah of Rochza, and we are using two siddurim. We're using the Sar Shalom, Kavanah Zmoniot, page Yutchet, at the top of the page, and also the Tiva Kavanot. One of the editions is on page Shin Samach Dalet. Now let's continue. He says, "Mechaven Mechashash is a source. Mechaven." במטבע הברכה של המצוות אביד האצילות כמו שכתוב בסידור. So here we're making a bracha. Now you have to know there's a whole inyan of matbeh right? Bracha. These are long kavanot that we're not going to do right now. This is not a shir matbeh bracha. But after you're mechavin the matbeh bracha, you are incorporating another kavana which we're going to list right now. So what's the bracha? Let's just read out the bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Haolam Shekidesh Lo B'Mitzvotav V'Tzuvanu Al Nitilat Yadayim, because you're washing for bread, and the kavana is Yichav Elam Shiri Yud Vavdal Kei Yud Disag. Okay, now the Yud Vavdal Kei Yud, that is 20 times 15. We saw a very similar kavana beforehand in the Maim Rishonim. B'Yiridadta Maka, when you bring it down, Maka Yud Pamim V'Kei Yud. So it comes out that you have 20 times 15. So let's you see all these heyuds. You count them. There's 20 of them. Umitpashet ben mispar rochza. So you come out with the gematria of rochza. So let's just make the calculation quickly over here. 20 times 15 is a grand total of 300. So rochza is the mitzvah over here. It's 289. So it's missing one. That's not always a problem, because you are. Well, it's actually missing 11. So this is how he ends off. So v'shnei ot yod yud kei. You're adding the shorish. The shorish comes from bina. Shnisharim bebina deza. V'chaven lechotz keli amtzai deguf deza. Okay, now I'm just going to read you out the Tiva Rashash on this. Hine, berechita mamshicham shem yudke. Ela, berechita rishona hamshechinu sham yudvavdal ke yud ab. So when we did the first rechitza, remember there's three rechitzas, first, second, and third. Third is my machonim. So the first one, what we do, just remind ourselves, he says, you do the yudvavdal times ke yud ab. And you're working with sag. Vata. Mamshich yud vavdal ke yud sag. Vuhu gam ken nechtav. Kemo yud vavdal ke yud de ab. Ela. Shum mechavem be yud vavdal ke yud ze hu shem sag. And then when you be radetam make yud vavdal pamim ke yud. And you have 20 ke yud. Mispashet. And it goes down. Mispar rochza v'shnei otiyot. Yenisharim bebina dezam. Kishiyored sham yudvav dal ke yud beguf dezam. Makeh od yudvav dal beod ke yud. Da'ayin yudvav dal mispar esrim. Veke yud mispar chamesh esrim. V'shumake yudvav dal pam yud ke yud. Ba'ayinu esrim papayim chamesh esrim. Na'as mitzvah gimel me'od. You have 300. Omnam shorash shel yud kei. Shehem shtei otiyot nisharim lemalem bebina de. מבינה דזה, ולכן יורדים רק רצח, actually. שהם מספר רחץ. So, the way it's going to work over here is that, to summarize, when you bring down the shefa from Zah, from the top of Zah to the rest of the body of Zah, you're going to do it with the Yud K. So, Yud Vavdal K K U is 300. Now, but the only thing is the KU that you're using, the shorosh is yud and a hey. That's 15. So 15 minus 300 is 285. And therefore, when you have the 285, that's going to be the gematria of what? The gematria of resh tzadik ches. Resh ches tzadik. Rachatz. Rachas, and that's the mitzvah. And that's how we get to the gematria. Now, the yichavin lirchotz keli b'mtzai de guf adizah. Now, what does that mean? Now, you're washing the middle keli of guf adizah. Okay, well, this is another kavana. And the kavana is the one we started early on. If you go back to those shulim that we spoke about the first rechitza, v'yichav nirchotz et kelim dezav rechitza rishona aita kavana nirchotz et kelim pinimim. Va'ata when you're working now, a kavana nirchotz et kelim amtzai dezav. It's a completely new kavana. Okay, that's it. Very, very simple kavana, but we're always working with the gematria, which is very important. Okay, next mitzvah. Next mitzvah we're going to be doing here, still on page Yudchet, is the kavana of a motzi. Here we go. Says the Rasha, shechavim b'matbea bracha, again, shel nene. Because you have a baber shel mitzvot, that's one particular kavana, and matbea shel birkat hanenim, that's another type. What's an afkamina? An afkamina is whether you're working via the atzilus or via the bria. Kemosh katuv b'sidur. Alright, again, we're not going to go into all those kavanas because that's not the tachlis of this year. The bracha, baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, motzi lechem min haaretz. And the next thing we'll be doing is matzah. So again, rochza motzi matzah. Says the Rashash, dorait yichav min nekayim mitzvot aseh, be'erev tochlu matzot, mitzvot aseh, be'erev tochlu matzot. Still on page Yudchet. And he says, "Al idei amirat brachot va'achilat, achilat nichna shlosh kavim de katnut sheni de gadut sheni de abba ilaa." So again, we're going to take out our charts. When we take out the chart, we're going to go on the right of our chart. It's going to be the abba chart, and we'll be working with two different levels at one time. We're going to be working with the level of the row, which is called katnut sheni. And also Gadol Sheni, which is basically the top two rows in Zav. So we're going to be doing that via two different processes, which is called the Achila, and through the Bracha. So let's continue. Says Rashash, Yechav in laham shechacham bagadati, the shnei patzuf nai v'chagatz, the chamisha patzuf im akol lim de abba ima, ad de abba ila. That's the levushim. אם חכם בגדת דמוכים פנימים נמצא לי ומקיף את הלמד מם לשני צלמים נרן דנרנחי דמר דמר ומר דבן. That's all the צלמים. And then finally the קול צלמי, the מוכים the קול צלמי is אם המוכים דקת מוצ'ני דאבא דילה שהם שני שלמות אקדת בקו ימין שני שלמות של אמגר בקו שמאל. So you're working קו ימין קו שמאל. ושני שמות דקדה שעולים גמטרה עם הכולל עין ה, 75, like we did yesterday. כמספר סמך תתות תהיות בשלושה פעמים הווי אלוקים בין מילו אלפים, שעם הכלולות שישה שמות גמטרה עין ה בחסדים, ושני שמות דקדה בגמטרה עין ד' בגבורות. Right, sounds a little bit complicated. Not really. We'll see that inside all the kavanot. So right now we're going to do with the pirush of the shefa, of the tiva kavanot here. So those who have it, it's on ot kuf lamed zayin, very important over here. So he says as follows: Tchila at the beginning. Mitchila mechavel amshich the katnut sheni. First we bring the katnut sheni, which is in our chart. It's row number two from top to bottom. Vuhu chacham bagadati will do all the nine tefillot shem shlosha kavim and all three columns shel shlosha mochim amshich al yedei shloshet mitzvot. So these three mitzvot chachan hu bekav yamin chokhma b'chesed netzach bagad hu kav smal bina gvohot dati hu kav nitzai dat tiferet hod yisod. Working on two different levels. The chamisha parzufim kolim de abba ila shebekatnut sheni shu parzuf achitzonim shel parzuf de abba kolim chamisha kvuro chamisha parzufim ve'eluhem alavushin shemekabel de me'abba ila. This is what za is receiving from abba because we're dealing again with the mitzvot of matzah. And then he continues, Toch HaLevush, we're going to put this all into the Levushim of Abba. Mechavel Lamshich the Tzlamim B'Shlemutam Shem Chacham Bagadati Shem Shlosh Kavim Nimshachim Al Yedei Shlosh HaMitzvot
המוחים פנימיים לצדי או מקיפים דלמד מהם, שהצלם מתחלק למוחים פנימיים ומקיפים. As we know, it's always split into two parts. The all is makifim and pinimim. V'na'id etzelem d'nikra tzadi hu amuchin d'pinimim. V'chagat v'olamit mem, v'akach ba'at hu amem d'tzelem d'amuchim d'akifim. Now, the shnei tzalmei nefesh wash, the shnei tzalmei katnut, because we're dealing with katnut over here. Din aranchi mitoch nachi, naranchi. So we're talking about naranchi, toch naranchi lokeach et an nefesh ruach shem katnut. דימא דימא שווה קב ימים של המוחים מצד אבא דהיינו חכן וחצי ימין דדתי ומא דבן שווה קב שמאל דמצד אבא שם בגה וחצי שמאל דתי וסדר זה הוא אחרי חילוף. And this is all after the חילוף. Now I'm going to read out a little bit of the שפע רשף שיון למד בץ. He says the follows: Naket kan laski shemot morchim shel katnut sheinu de aba, v'u kmo shemot morchim de katnut sheinu de ima, sheem shemot shel chiluf elokim. Shu b'moach chokma hem akadat, amoach bina hem gal, amoach chasidim de dat hem gematria shel shem akadat im kolev, haolam mispala ayin hey, amoach gvod de dat gvod de dat gvod sheem shel akadat shel ayin dalit. ולא להוסיף את כולל. וכן כתוב סידו אשכנזים בסידו רב שפסי ורב אשר. אבל סידו ירא לא כדווקם שמות מורחים לטעם שערה כתב המלכו אין שעה כוונות מפסח דו שבב שלא קיבל עוד הרב אין לו שמות מורחים והם קטנות שני דבר. זה סימס בי הלודו במחלוג between the מקובלים the Bali Sidurim, where do we have to put the Shemot over here? We saw very nicely that we have the Chochma, which is going to be the Akadat. The Bina is going to be the Emgal. The Chasadin Dat is going to be Akadat Imakolev. And the Gvod Dat is going to be the Akadat without the Kolev. But that's only according to Rav Shapsi and Rav Asher and their Sidurim, Sidurim. When he comes to the Sidur Ayare, he does not put this down for the simple reason that in Drush Vav, the Ma'achot says himself, I was not a Kabbal. So very interesting that the Mukubalim did put it in. Okay, so let's continue over here. And Ot Kuf Lamet Chet, sorry, Kuf Lamet Tet, Im Amochim, Toach Levushim Tzlamim Shachim Amochim, Atzimam Dikat Moshen, Shuhu Abba. גילה המוחים הם חילוק של אלוקים, אלא שיש חילוק בין הבאה ומוחים. בקו ימים הוא המוח חוכמה, בקו שני שמות הקדם מספר אותיות הלבד. שם אחד למוח עצמו, ושם אחד לבושו. שם השמות הם גל וקו שמאל. בקו שמאל שהוא המוח הבינה, כוונה בשני שמות הם גל, סורי, שערות ידם גל, הם שם לוקים לא נחלפו באותיות למד היוד, נחלפו באותיות כדת מספר המור לגל. ולכן מפרידים מאוד מהם עם האותיות שלא נתחלפו, וגל הוא מספר אותיות שנתחלפו, ומכוונים שני שמות אחד למור עצמו ואחד לבושו. I'm not translating because we basically did this all yesterday. So I think we should just skip directly into the diagrams over here of the Rashash. Here on page Yudchet Amud Bet. Yudchet Amud Bet. So the first thing we're going to see over here is what he calls, it's actually Yutet. On Yutet Amud Aleph, at the top of the page we'll find what's called the Makifi Mem, the Katnut Sheni De Abba Ila. Okay, so we're bringing a whole slew of all three kavim over here. You see Chachan on the right, Baga on the left, and Dati in the middle. And you get the three sections over here. That's all you see. All, you see the Nikud yourself. That is all Esa Sfirot over here. This is all the Naranchi. Now, next thing is that we're going to bring the Naranchi of the Lamed. The Lamed. Makifin Lamed, the Katnut Sheni, the Abba. You bring that down, all three. And yeah, the Mem representing the Kachba, the Lamed representing the Chagat,
and you can guess for yourself, the tzadi is going to represent, it's going to be representing the nahi, which is going inside the pasuk, and that's in daf yud tet amud bet. So that's the lamid coming, the katun sheni, the abilai, then the three kavim over there, and the tzadi, which is underneath there. And now, where I want to focus on, which is the most important part over here, which is on daf chaf. On daf chaf, we found the mochim. We have the right, left, and the middle. Okay, the middle is always split into two parts, because it's really a tamsis of the right and the left together. So let's analyze now the shemot over here. Now I want to tell you a little over here, something which is not so clear, but let me explain to you. So let's work with the right hand side, which is Chochmah. The Moach of Chochmah is Akedat. Again, I'm not pronouncing it properly. The Levush is also Akedat. The left hand side is Bina, Emgal, Emgal. Very straightforward. Now, let's do the Gvodadat, because it's simpler. It's Akedat, because the amount of Akedat is 74, sorry. So let's work that out. Let's just work that out again. So you have the mem, let's start backwards. The mem is 40, plus 9, plus 4, plus 20, plus 1. It's exactly 74. Now, let's move to chasadim didat. Now, this needs a little bit more explanation over here. In a chasadim didat, we find it's akedat. But don't make a mistake. It's not as simple as that, just adding a kola to make 75. But rather, let's look underneath that where he says, kemispal samech tetz otiyot d'shlosha pamim yabok. Yabok. So this is what we're talking about over here. So we're talking about now, let's go through it. So Yud, and then Aleph, and the K, and Lamed, and the Vav, and the K, and the K, and the Yud, and the Mem. What is that? That is two, the Shlavim, two Shemot put together. That's obviously, that is Ma, and also it's Elohim together. Okay, so it's Havaya and Elohim together. So you add all those up, you'll find that there are 69 altogether. Ima kulalut ashisha shemot, which is avaya, 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 elokim, elokim, elokim. And that will get you the gematria of akedat with the kol, which is 75. With the kol. Now, I want to read over here in the tiva kavanot in kuf mem zayin. Says the Shemot Amochim the Katnut Sheni, and this is Dafka the Katnut Sheni, the Moach Chasadim the Dat, particularly Chasadim the Dat, I emphasize. For who Kavana Mispar Shemot Shem Akedat? It's Mispar Shemot, which is 75, which 74 actually with the kolim, who Ole Mispar Anem. For Mispar Otiyot, and this is Gufa the Otiyot, if you count the letters, Shesh B'Shlosha Shemot Avaya Velukim B'Miloyim. Shem Mispar Samech Tet. So let's count it now. So it's 1, 2, 3. So it's 3, 6, 9. And then you have 12. And then you have 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. So you're going to have 23 in the first row. So 23 times 3, because you have the three rows. That's 69. That's exactly 69 letters altogether in those three. Now, you're going to add also 6 shesh kolelim olimisbar ayin hei. So, plus the 6 names that you have over here, and that's exactly 75. Shehu mispar otiyot shesh b'shlosha shemot avaya elokim b'miloyim shehu mispar samartav im shisha kolelim ole mispar yenehe v'zeh kavanat shemot shtachtayim shem avaya elokim v'chein yichaven od mispar yenehe kezeh l'levush amoach שבקטנות שמות המורחים לשמות הלבושים שווים. Okay? So, let me summarize, because it's a little bit complicated. You have three separate, three separate kavanot over here. Let's go through them. You have, first of all, the moach of the chasadim, that is akedat, which is 75. You have the levushim, again, akedat, which is 75. That means it's 74 with the kolim. The third kavana over here is that you're going to have the modika ducheni, you're going to have it in a form of havaya elokim bishiluv, plus another six, which is 69 letters, plus another six of the shoresh of three avayas and three elokims, which makes 75, which is exactly the gematria of akadat. Now, the question is, now where are we going to bring this to? Now, it's very important to understand where we're going to bring this to. Im chacham bagadati pnimin tzadi the im amoch the katosheni the ilash and shnei shemot akadat the kav yamim and shnei shemot em gal bekav small and shnei shemot akadat olim gematri im akolik mispar samech toto yod meshlosha pamim yige elokim b'miloi alafim im akolelut shlosha shemot elokim im akolim mechasadim. Ayin bechasadim, shnei shemot agadah beakadat beayin dalit begvuot. Now, where are you going to bring this to? You're going to bring this to the chacham sedrashash lechacham bagadati. The shnei parzufin nai bechaga the katnut sheni the chamisha parzufim vak the kachav chokma dezab kol el ma uma uma the ben the chitoniyot. Okay, so basically exactly where you brought it from, you're going to bring it to. Now we're going to see the dechias in the kelim. Okay, so we found the three kelim where you're going to bring it to. Now he says at the bottom of the page over there, in Daf Chaf, we'll find that Yichavin Lahashir. Now that's always a lotion of dechias. You're going to leave over. Lahashir means to leave. You're going to leave over some of the morchim over there in the top part, and then you're going to push down twice over into the lower part as well. So let's read the dechias of it. Tchila yimshechi shlosham yamshicham lishlosha kelim nikach bad dechabad. So you see the kelim chokma binadad. The names of the kingdom again, which we don't memorize. And Yichav lahashir sham amochim neranchi dechabad, veledachot sheret amochim neranchi nedati dechagad v'nahi. And then finally, all that plus all the chasadim nedat, all that complicated cheshbonah we just read. Shlosh hakinim dechagad dechochma dezah, because we're dealing with Abba over here. And then we're going to finally push it down. Lashir sham mochim neranchi dechagat, and then shlosh kelim nahi deshnei pasuv nahi bechagat uchochma. All right, great, straightforward. That is all we're doing. That is bringing down the katnot sheni. Now, let's go a bit further. Now, after we finish the katnot sheni, we're going to be now working with what's called the gadlut sheni, as we preempted beforehand. So that's going to be on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet now. Chaf Aleph Amud Bet. As you see clearly, he says, Makifim Mem de Gadlut Sheni de Abba. Abba Eli. So again, the same scenario, but let's read the words over here. Gam Yichav Elaham Shechacham Bagadati. The Shlosh Parzufim Kachav, the Chamisha Parzufim Kolodin de Abba Eli. That's the Levushim. Now we're talking about the tzlamim. Im chacham bagadati the mochim de patzufi de pamim de pinimim. Sorry, the tzadi umakifin lamed mem de shlosha tzal me nachi de nachanchi de mau ben, which is tzlamim. Third level is mochim. Im mochim de gadol sheni de ab de ilai shem shnei shemot ab katsa kav yamin b'shen shemot sag v'kasa v'kav smol b'shen shemot ma v'kama v'chasadim b'shen shemot ben v'kana v'gvot. Again, a little bit complicated, but we'll go through it slowly. That's mochim. And then finally, he's working from bottom to top, which is the orod, which is the aleph of the kol tzami im neranchi nenachi nenaranchi dechai dedma dema v'ma deben digazu sheni. Okay, so let's see the diagram now. The diagram is again four sections. Chacham bagadati, that is the mem, the lamin is identical. Then we're talking about the tzadi, the chacham bagadati. And now this is the most important part, which is, well, actually the most important part is the naranchi, but for our limud purposes, it's going to be mochim. So we find on the right hand side, you're going to find the chokhmah bina, and then you're going to find the chasadin dat gvod dat over here. Okay, so that's going to be on page chaf bet. On page chaf bet of Sar Shalom, you find the three kalim over there. But let's go through the mochim. Mochim is the first mochim is ab for chokhmah, and the levush is kasab. For bina, it's going to be sag and also kasab. Chasadim ledat is going to be ma, and it's going to be kamag, and then gvod ledat is going to be ben, and then kana for the levushim. Where are you going to bring all that to? That you're going to bring that to the Chacham Bagadati, again to the Ten Tefillot, the Shosh Patsufim Kachav, the Kachav, the Chamisha Patsufim, the Chokhma, the Zad, the Kolin, the Ma'ad, the Ma'ad, the Ben, the Achitzon Yud, and those are the three Kalim over here. Now, you brought them all under the Chabad. Now, we have to do all as well, as we said many times, you have to push it down. Stage to stage, that is the Vechias. יחב להשיר מוחים, יחב להשיר שם מוחים, ונרחן חיזה חבד, לדחול לשאל שערית שערית מוחים, ונרחן חיזה חבד, דרך חגד ונהי. So again, look at the Nikud, that will take it, that will give you the sod of what we're doing over here. That's Chesed Gvurah Tiferet, and the Mochim, you're going to push it down to the Keli Chagat. And then finally, you're going to bring whatever the Nahi, which is over there, you're going to bring it down into the Nahi. And then at the end, he says, Ve'at Echav Le'amshich Le'nukva Demaluchu Zekini Demud Tzlamim Tzpar Shemod Neshot Nenarach Chen Yuchem Shabos Nahi V'chagat Kach V'kad Sheini V'kad Sheini. To where? To the Chach and Bagadad Kachav V'chamisha Parzuv V'chokma Di Yaakov V'achel V'zun Agedolim. Okay, that's possible. We're bringing all that to Nukva as well. Okay, I'm going a little bit quick, but it's all repetition, going over and over again, the same thing basically. Okay, now we're going to do the Zechias over here for the Katan Chain. Shlosha Kelim de Nukva. There's Shlosha Kelim for the Nukva, Chokhma Bina Dat, Eses Sfirot. And he doesn't show the Zechias, but this time you have to do the Zechias as well. Okay, so that's Katnut Sheni, that's Gadlut Sheni, now we do Katnut Rishon. That's going to be on page Chaf Dalet. On page Chaf Dalet, you're going to find Gam Yicham Elaham Shir Chacham Bagadati, Shnei Patsuf Nahi V'chagad Yicham Yisham Patsuf Nahi Yisrael Saba, because Katnut Sheni, Katnut Rishon, and Gadlut Rishon actually also with Yisrael Saba and Tvuna. Before we're talking about Abba V'Ima, that's very important to understand that. Now, as well, you can bring down Ima Chacham, Bagadat, Mochim, the Pinim, the Tzadim, Makif, Lamed, Mem, Shnei, Tzalmi, Ner, which is also Nefesh and Ruach, which also can be compared to the Naim Chagat. Then Ranchi, Dimadiba, Umaben, Ima Mochim, the Katn, Rishon, the Yisrael Saba, Tvuna, the Yisrael Saba, because we're only doing the right hand side, which has to do with Matzah. That's either Abba or Yisrael Saba. Shnei Elokim de Yudim v'tzur de Hei. Shnei Elokim de Ayim v'tzur de Hei. Shnei Elokim de Alafim v'tzur Shlosha Vavim, which is Hei. Okay, it's not something we'd like to memorize. It's not very difficult to memorize, but since Baruch Hashem we have Sidurim, it makes it much easier just to look in the Sidur to find out exactly the formation of the Hei. So now let's look at the diagram a bit further on. We're going to find the Mem coming in, the Lamin coming in, and then the Tzadiz is coming in. And now what I want to focus on primarily here is on the Mochim. Okay, so let's turn to page Chaf Dalet Amud Bet. This is something different now. So in Chaf Dalet Amud Bet, we find over here three sets of Elokim. Now I want you to pay your attention to the way it's spelled, though. It's spelled differently in all three cases. So you have the Mochim, the Levushim in all three cases, and the Hey in the Chokhma side is spelled the Hey Dalet Yud. In the Bina side, it's spelled Dalet Vav. And in the Chasadin Adad, it's put together over here, it's going to be spelled with three Vavs. Okay, very pashut. Now we're going to do the dechiyas over here. Where do we bring yitzud? So the secret to know when he's talking about where it's coming from or going to is we have to look for the lamed. You have to look for the lamed and the mem. So when he says me, obviously that's pashut, it's coming from. And when he finally says lamed, when he says lamed, that's where he's bringing it. That's where he's bringing it to. Okay, so very important to understand that. So let's read it. Le, I'm going to emphasize the le. Le chacham bagadati denai dechai dekad rishon dechamisha pasufim akolelim de bina deza. So we're going to be de bina deza. Now dema uluma de ben de chitzoniot. So let's see all those kelim the chokma bina dat. You have the mochim which are underneath, the kelim, the name of the kelim, and then you have the shlosha kelim of the chaga, and then shlosha kelim of the nahi as well. V'yichav lehamshich malchuyot the kelim demud tzlamot tzlamim mitzvah shemot v'nifreshot v'naranchi v'chachan bagadati chasanim gvor v'chaga v'nahi v'chamish partzuv v'nikol v'dibino v'yakov zon agedolim. So even though we're talking about zon akitan, which is Yaakov Rachel, which is nugva, which is we can call it Yaakov Rachel, we can call it Rachel, we can call it Nukva, various things, or we can call it Yaakov Rachel, Diz Zuna Gedolim, also meaning the same thing. So we find that all that Shefa is going to be brought down into Yaakov Rachel, Zuna Gedolim. Zuna Gedolim. Okay, beautiful. Okay, so that is finished. So we are now have Mechalin, all the Brachot. But remember, you're probably getting very hungry at this point in time, but you have to realize you haven't eaten a thing yet. So these are all, when you say Amotzi Lechem Ma'aretz, you have to quickly make all these kavanot that we just said now. Now I went through them very quickly, but it should take you quite a few minutes to do this. So again, let's go over that very quickly. So you make Al Netilat Yadayim. You make the kavanas of Yud Vav Dalet times K-Yud to make the Gematria of Rachatz. Then you, from Motzi, you make a Motzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. You have all the kavanot of the Gadlut Sheni. Sorry, you start with Katnut Sheni. You go up to Gadlut Sheni. And then you come down, finally, to Katnut Rishon. You can ask me what happened to Gadlut, the Gadlut Rishon. Well, that came out of Kiddush Tayom. And Kiddushat Hayom, that was brought in already. Okay. So, once you make that, then you can make the other bracha. You can make the other bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem. Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Asher Kiddushan Abim Mitzvot HaRitzivanu. Al Achilat Matzah. So, Amotzi Lechem is going on the middle matzah. On the Achilat Matzah. Achilat Matzah, that you're going to be doing eating the Matzah now. Now, V'yechol, says the Rashash, and this is going to be on page Chav Hei. So says the Rashash very, very, right over here. K'shiyachol l'chavei l'amshir chelek ha'chasadim d'le'a. Interesting enough, till now we've been working with either Zuna Gedolim or Yaakov Rachel. But here we're now working with Le'ah. Remember, all the Zivugim is dafka primarily with Rachel, not Le'ah, because Le'ah, where all the Zivugim for Le'ah, remember what we said? We said that Le'ah is hidden because of the force of the Chitzonim, which are very, very misgaber bizmanem. And just the fact that you hide her in Zaf for 7 days, that is enough to keep her safe for the entire year. That's why we don't have to eat chametz, we don't have to eat matzah all year round, because just the fact that we have 7 days of Shmirah Mu'uleh, then that will keep us safe for the entire year. So this is particularly, this come on has to do with Leah. Let's read that again. K'shiachel, yecheven l'amshir chelek chasim de Leah, hader pnimiut garon de zah, לאו פנימי יעקב רחל וחלק גבוהת יוצאים דר פדזה לאו מקיב רחל יעקב רחל. So let me see what we're going to do here. אכן נמשכו המוחים לקטנו את ראשון לזה, ממשיך את חלק המלכויות לקטנו את ראשון לנוגבה, חלק המלכות של הכלים ודמות שהם המלכות הצלמים, מסמך שמו של מלכות של המוחים, נפרשו שהם חלק מלכות של אורות שהם נרנחים, שלושה קווים שהם חכם בגדתי, חכם שמכוח החוכמה, בגה שמכוח בינה, דתי שזה כוח, דתי חסדים דגבורות שהוא שני חלקי מוח הדת, שהם שייכים לשלושה מצוות, של שני פרצופי קטנות שהם חג השוא הרוח, נהי שוא הנפש, של החמישים בפרצוף בינה דקוללים. So we're talking about you bring all three קווים which are inside. You're doing all three מצוות של שני פרצופים, the two פרצופים that we're dealing with, שהם חג ושל רוח ונהי with נפש, and all five פרצופים of בינה קוללים, שהם חמישים פרצופים נשמה, ממשיך את שני פרצופים החיצוניים, השם יכולים לקטנות ראשון, של הפרצוף נוקבה, נקרא יעקב ורחל, וכל אלו הם זון הגדולים, של פרצופים השייכים למצוות דאורייתא. Because the interesting part is, even though we're dealing with Yaakov Rachel, which is really Katnut, rather Zuna Ketanim, nevertheless, since we're doing a mitzvah do'oraita, as we know, Achilat Matzah, we're all prefacing that by saying that all of this is that, even though it's Zuna Ketanim, nevertheless, it's within the gather of Zuna Gedolim. שפוץ ושאר למצוות דוריית ומתוך פרצוף זה נמשך לנובה יעקב רחל זון הגדולים. And then it says באחילת מצא יכוון להזכיר כשנזכר בשעה כוונו יכוון עוד כוונה בשעת אכילה. הנה בכל המשרה מאור יש בו חלק חסדים גבורות וחלק גבורות. הנה החסדים טבעם להיות אור פנימי וגבורות הם אור מקיף, ולכן לכוון במצא הנכנס לגרון חסדים שבו יהיה אור פנים לרחל, דיני איתי בשעה כוונות שבימי הפסר פרצוף לאה נמצא בכל פעם אחרי זה. We know that לאה is behind זה, and she goes inside זה. This is the only time of the year, as far as I know, that Leah goes inside of Zah. Nechzeret on Zah, kidei shu lishudu ot chisuna mikol shana, or be'leil Pesach, zivu gag marachel. Nosef zera achel, okichat kol amochim amagim l'Leah, nimshach l'rachel. Chem, achinato, mechave l'amshir tuch garon Yaakov, rachel. Sheyaakov, rachel, lokim mikol shifah, gam nimshach pinim ot Zah. Chelag ha'gvurot shbo yatsu l'chel chutz b'derech peh. VMM או מקיף ליעקב רחל שהוא פרצוף הנוקבה. That's all going to go in the פרצוף הנוקבה, which is רחל. Beautiful. So not only is that Leah loses out of making any zivugim, רחל will also take all the חלוקים of רחל, of Leah, into רחל. Beautiful. Okay, so that is that for the mitzvah of Ochza, Motzi, Matzah. So we've done three different kavanot. Now we're going to move on to the next mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of Maror. The mitzvah of Maror, which is still on page Chaf Hei in Sar Shalom. So he says as follows, Kishiachol Maror, when you eat the Maror, יחוון שמספר דלת אלפין, you מחוון on the four אלפס, and explain why we're doing that. אלף למפה, אלף למפה, אלף למפה, ודווקא the אלף of the אלף למפה מלאים באבא אקה, because it's doing אקה, וכשנחסר מהם אבא שרשים ישר מת, והם דיני לאה והם נמנה עם הוו דדת שלה יעלה מרור, וצריך למטיקם בחרוצת שאותיות חם חד סמך and root, which is ריש וו תו, כי הרות הוא מספר מילוי עדני עדנות א' ל' ד' ד' ל' ת' נון ו' נון and then finally י' ו' ד' שיעור בלאה כשורש וברחל. טיב הכוונות קוף pei zayin. Be'achilat matzah yichavon sheyesh ba'arba alefim be'partzuv le'akaze. Aleph lamed pei, aleph lamed pei, aleph pei, aleph lamed pei. So you have four aleph lamed peis all in within the partzuv of le'ah. Kimuvah become a point mishal kavanot, especially in Kriya Shema, I remember. Kriya Shema Dur Shvav, that's right. So, Kimuvah become a point mishal kavanot. Ve'arba alafim elu hem arba miluim shemoteke. Now, where do these Aleph come from? The Aleph comes from the Aleph K, Yud K, from the Eke, which is making the Elu of the Aleph. That Miloi, sorry. Ve'em she shemot miluim yud vav dalit, yudim. So you have Aleph Lamet. Alalam pe ke yud yud vavdal ke yud, vatam shne shishmot ahu, kivan shekeneg de kol miluoi shel Hashem avaya, yes keneg de miluoi shel eke. So you have avaya, you have miluoi, av eke. Lachen keneg el av sag, shemuloi al eke biyudim. So what do you have? You have kasa and kasa and kama kana, right? So the kasa, that's two ekes. So that's going to represent two. And then you have the two avayas which connect that. So you have another four altogether. That's where you come out with the four alphs. Miloy alafin kaze. Aleph lam pe ke aleph yud vav dalet ke aleph. Bimiloy in kaze. Aleph lam pe ke yud vav dalet ke ke. Amiloy alba miloyim lokach le alba alafim. Hinek shnechaser mehem od aleph. Ashoshit shem shari hem. Kach lamed pei lamed pei lamed pei because we're olim tam ki minyan met. So you add, if you take away the aleph and you're left with the lamed pei, then you're left with met. Shu romez aledim shesh b'leah kishnosiv leminyan zeot vav habozerev datin leah yale tamu ki minyan maro. That's going to give you the minyan of maro. Isn't that beautiful? Venimsa shikavanat maro romezel ala dinim shebeleya. Okay, so let's run through it again. So you have the four aleph. That's represented by the four shemot, the two ekes, and the two havayas. We're going to put that on the side. We're going to work basically with the lamed peis of the four aleph, which are found in leya anyways. So you add all the lamed peis together, lamed peis times four, which is 80, 90, 110. Altogether, so when you have 110 times 3, you're going to come to the gematria of 440. 440 is the gematria of met. Why? What's met have to do with maro? Because we know that the chitzonim are considered to be met because then the kali atachton, and the kali atachton is always trying to grab shefa from leah. So that's the remez over here, that we hide leah from the met, from the lamed pei, in order that they should get it. Now, we're going to also add the vav over here. We're going to add the vav. Romez dinim vav. You should notice we mean vav romez ledat. Because why vav? Because vav is, what are we getting this from, by the way? We're getting this from charoset, because you have to dip it into the charoset. So you take the vav away from the vav of the charoset, which represents the dat of leah, because you're bringing shefa into the dat leah. Yale tamu, that's the meaning of maro. And then finally he says, v'tzarech l'matika b'charos ishot yot chesamech, which is root chesamech mishma v'adnon. V'kivan shemaro more al edinim sheyesh b'partzuf leah. The maro represents the mochi of the dinim which are in leah. Even though she's tochzah, you might think, she's in leah, she's in zah, you don't have to do any mitzvah din whatsoever, she's protected. No, the chiddush is you have to do hamtakat mochim. So the maro represents leah. You have to take leah and do them talking to the chosid. The kid in the matik is nigel mishaba. The chosid maroch alam matik is dim shibel leah. Because she leah muromes bin milu adnut. Leah is the milu adnut. Aleph dalet kei nun. Aleph dalet nun yud. Then a pasuk nukva we have adnut min nun kaze. Aleph lalev nun yud. Aolem mit tav resh ein aleph. Shu berachel. Vehine berachel okach et otiot adnut. Apshutot adnut moshe moshe odad Hashem. אבל ליה לוקחת אין רק אותיות מילוי לבדם שהם אותיות למד פי, למד תד, וו נון, דלת וו דלת, כתרחב תוק דיד פשוט ששלפתו את המילוי. שמעולים כמל הרעות, and that gets the matter of רעות, which represents the מילוי of אדנו, which represents what Leah is taking. וחרוס רומז לעניין זה, חרוס אותיות חמס, חמס, חס סמרות, okay, beautiful. So unfortunately we're going to have to stop here, but what we'll do again, we'll start the Maror again b'shleimus tomorrow, but then we'll continue and hopefully we'll finish off. Okay, we'll stop it here now.